Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com.
Everybody stop what you're doing, please!
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G.
Where's the hammer?
From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way.
Is it on the... Go up on the other floor. Somebody go up there and stop the hammering.
All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio.
These are the wrong plans. These are the old plans.
Oh. Welcome to...
Stop it! Stop
Around the House with Eric G.
Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. This is the Pro Insider Podcast. This is for all of you people out there that are in the trades, building, construction, residential stuff. I don't care if you're selling tile or hanging wallpaper. This is all for you. Thanks for joining us today. Well, today I wanted to talk about an interesting topic that I want you to be very careful with out there, because this is one of those things that I'm always concerned about in residential construction. Costs are out of hand. Inventories are out of hand. Getting materials is way out of hand. And if you're running your business or you're running a budget, you could have some big problems right now. And I want to be very careful to make sure everyone's paying attention. I can't tell you how many residential contractors out there, when I talk to them, that are friends of mine. Now, I've got a bunch that are way over on top of this. I've got a bunch when I go, hey, what's the price of a 2x4 right now? I don't know. You don't know? You haven't seen this doubling of prices out there? These are things that I want you to be very careful with, because this is how you bleed money out of an organization, and that starts costing you serious amounts of money, and nobody wants that. Nobody wants to lose, and this is how you do it right now. So let's dial into this a little bit more. So right now, you know, with the people, just, you know, residential homeowners in North America hanging home, they have been tackling projects. Have you tried to find a dishwasher? It's hard to find a dishwasher these days. They can't make them fast enough. And the factories have been dealing with social distancing and everything else, so you've got decreased production. Lumber, still hard to find. Lumber, expensive. You know, $40 for a sheet of OSB in some places. $10 for a 2x4. $12 for a 2x6. And then you're trying to do projects. If you signed a contract with a homeowner 6 months ago and you have not adjusted your lumber prices and didn't take that into account, there went your profit. So I just really want people to make sure, when you're out running your business right now, make sure that you are all over these price increases and availabilities. Seriously, try ordering special order hardware. It could be months before you get it. I mean, I've got some stuff I'm waiting for now that's probably, and it's not Buster and Punch, but I've got some other stuff coming in that I don't think I'm going to see it for a couple months. I'd love to have it sooner, but that's just how it's going to be. So just pay attention to those projects and contractors. Right now, if you don't have materials on hand, I wouldn't be starting the project. And I think that's something for the homeowners out there that are listening to the show. Really, you need to make sure you have got everything on hand. I'm doing work in my kitchen right now. It's probably 4 months behind. Why is it 4 months behind? Because I wasn't going to start on this until I had the materials all dialed in, and when I knew they were going to be here on the job site. So you need to make sure that you've got that stuff dialed in right now. I would, and I'm sorry for all the contractors out there having to fight through this, because trying to get all the materials on site is rough, because there is some serious shortages out there. You know, just be very careful, guys, and especially with the profit bleed right now. You know, everything is more expensive out there, and I'm seeing some battles too. I'm seeing battles with online retailers going after small mom and pop shops that are really trying to do that. So you just got to be careful out in the world right now. You know, build those relationships with your people. If you're a contractor out there, you're that residential remodeler or home builder, be really careful jumping around with your loyalties right now. You need to have that retailer that can help fight for you to get product in, that'll make a call to the sales rep. So loyalty right now between you and your suppliers could not be more important these days. And I just really want to get that message out there, that if there's a company that you've dealt with that's given you your flooring, your hardware, your plumbing, and you've got that long-term relationship, you need to protect that right now, because that is what's going to help you stand above your competition out there, those relationships. So make sure you've got those in a really good working order, because that good working order could be the difference between you getting materials and not getting materials. I've heard of lumber yards out there right now that have been ordering train cars full of lumber and paying retail prices for them just so they could keep their builders moving. Some of them are eating that money on that, so you got to be really careful. And then when you're out hitting the lumber yards, do your shopping on this, because lumber prices are all over the place. Why are they all over the place? Because you've got some locations, some people that are selling at whatever they think they can get for that material today. While some of them might have bought well a few months ago, they've got a lower price because, well, they're selling it for what they bought it for. So be very careful. There are people that speculate like this. You know, the home centers are usually pretty good at that. They're kind of like the gas companies, if you think about it. The gas companies, you know, when you look at the gas price out there, it's not always the gas that's in the ground that's on the sign. It's whatever today's price is going to be. If it's going up, it's going down. It's reflected on the side up by the street. Well, you see the home centers doing that a fair amount because they, you know, are monitoring those. They're not watching each inventory and going, wow, the next load, that bunk of lumber now cost me $2 more a stick. I got to change it up there. They're moving that up and down on a day-by-day basis and not taking inventory into account. So it's just something to think about. You'll see more speculative pricing in a home center sometimes, which could be good, could be bad, because they're not worried about what they bought so much that bunk of lumber for. They're just trying to see what they can get out of it. So they're hoping that works differently for them. Many lumber yards are seeing, okay, well, that last truck or train car or whatever came in at this, and that's what I'm going to sell it for. So be careful out there. Do your research, because there is an extreme on inventory and there's an extreme on price. Just make sure of that. And then just make sure right now, as you're going into 2020 as well, you know, we're cruising into that as we speak. I just want everybody to really pay attention to really a couple things. Make sure that your local and state governments, including OSHA, make sure you've got those paperworks and new rules dialed in. Do you have new asbestos and lead rules in your area? Do you have to get rid of trash differently? Start doing your research and find out from your local builders organizations or remodelers organizations. Make sure you're on top of this stuff and see what changes are coming up. Because, you know, usually it's June, July you see changes out there, and usually it's, you know, fourth quarter, end of the year stuff that you see changes with, and you got to be on top of this stuff because, you know, it's interesting. And by talking across the U.S., I find that different states deal with things so much differently, like asbestos and lead. And if you're doing that remodeling, make sure you're on top of that stuff, because I tell you what, if you look at how my area deals with stuff, it's way different than if you look out there on the East Coast, where, you know, homeowners have no problem doing, you know, asbestos abatement and taking that, you know, sometimes taking that asbestos-filled drywall down to the landfill is not that big a deal. Nobody's looking for it. Where here, if I show up at the landfill with drywall, I better have an asbestos report with it, because they're not taking drywall, flooring, that kind of stuff without having my test report in hand. So make sure that you watch those rules, how they're going across. They're not getting easier. They're clamping down on those out there. So today's message really is just watch your costs. It's dangerous out there. This is what has taken builders, remodelers, and companies down. So be very careful with what those hard costs are, because they're going to snap up and get you right now. All right, guys. Well, coming up this weekend on Around the House with Eric G., we got Z-Line Kitchen and Bath in the second hour. And in the first hour, we're going to be talking my tips for homeowners, really, on diving into that kitchen project. What is a good thing? It's basically going to be planning. If you're going to do that little fluff and buff, these are just my tips to how to tackle that project, as well as if you're thinking about doing a kitchen and bathroom model, the things that I want you to do before you even talk to that contractor designer. And then we've got a dad coming on that's going to talk about his two, single dad, two girls, going to talk about how he's managing the internet for him with, a younger one and a high school age kiddo, trying to make sure that they're being safe on the internet. We'll talk about that, just a quick little interview, but some good tips nonetheless. All right, everybody, have a great rest of the week. It's Thursday. We're rounding the corner to the weekend. Hope you have a great rest of the week. Thanks for listening to Around the House, and we'll see you on Saturday. Again, thanks for listening to Around the House.
Around the House with Eric G. is produced by Designed by Eric G. in association with Salem Media and distributed nationally by the Sun Broadcast Group. All rights reserved. Copyright 2020 Designed by Eric G. We will be back next week. If you missed part of the show, check out the podcast of all of our shows at AroundTheHouseOnline.com. Remember, measure with a micrometer, mark with caulk, and cut with an axe. Thanks for listening to Around the House.
Hey, it's Eric G. from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand-molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out Millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's Millboard.com.